Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. On this day in 1957, American inventor Walter Frederick Morrison sold the rights to his flying disc to the Wham-O Toy Company, which it later renamed the Frisbee. According to Regina Kneidig, spokeswoman for the Berlin Social Administration, despite the nightly sub-zero temperatures, numerous places for homeless people remain available in the facilities of the Berliner Kältehilfe. Kneidig added that, quote, on average, there are about 220 free beds per night. We hope that even more people will take up the offer. In total, the Kältehilfe provides around 1,200 places. In addition to sleeping quarters, there are also night cafes where homeless people can get a meal and warm themselves up. In addition, according to Kneidig, around 50 homeless per night seek shelter at two so-called cold stations, the Moritzplatz U-Bahn station and the Lichtenberg U-Bahn station. The offer at the stations is to be further expanded. For example, containers or tents are planned at both stations until the end of January in order to create a warm place to stay. There are toilets already available, and social workers and former homeless take care of the locals. According to Kneidig, the Kälte- und Wärmebusse of Stadtmission and the DRK, or the German Red Cross, also make regular trips to the stations and try to bring homeless people to the cold aid facilities. But Kneidig remarked that not everyone wants to spend the night with other people in the same room, so they stay outside. Kneidig is calling on Berliners to contact the Kälte- und Wärmebusse to report homeless people with a need for help, but she recommends speaking to those who appear to be in need first. It is possible that the first cold death of the season took place over the weekend, when on Sunday morning, a passerby found the body of a man on a park bench in Gesundbrunnen. According to police, an autopsy planned at the end of the week should provide information about the cause of death. Over the next few days, the region will remain frosty, especially at night. The German Weather Service, or the DWD, predicts very low temperatures of between -4 and -8 degrees in the region. Anyone who sees homeless people in need of help should not hesitate to call the Kälte- and the Wärmebusse. The warm bus of the German Red Cross runs through daily from 6 p.m. to midnight, and the cold bus of the Berlin City Mission runs every day from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Additional information, including the contact information for the aid organizations, can be found by following the link in our show notes. Yesterday, Berlin Briefing reported about an arson attack in Neukölln, where the apartments of the main suspects who are belonging to the neo-Nazi scene were searched, but both still running free after a year. Newspaper Die Taz raised the suspicion that the Federal Office of the Protection of the Constitution has no interest in arresting the men. Furthermore, the men might be connected to the police. Die Taz reports that a handwritten enemy list was found during the apartment search, and some persons on this list already were victims of right extremist attacks in the past. How the suspects obtained this information is unclear. However, in December, it became known that personal data originating from a Hessian police computer was used by right-wing extremists to send threatening letters to a lawyer of Turkish origin from Frankfurt. According to Taz, it is not unreasonable that addresses used in Neukölln could also originate from police computers, especially since there's been a lack of even the smallest visible success of the investigation for years. Another disconcerting fact is that one of the main suspects, Tilo P., is not only an AfD member, he is also a member of the Neukölln AfD District Board, as the AfD itself has published on the internet. Matthias Müller from the Mobile Counseling Against Right-Wing Extremism is irritated that an AfD district official from Neukölln may be involved in the right-wing extremist series of attacks and that there's no public discussion about it. The AfD itself does not want to comment on its Neukölln district executive and has not reacted to multiple requests by TAZ. In December, numerous victims of the Neukölln attacks turned to the public. Supported by politicians like the SPD mayor of Neukölln, Martin Hickel, they demanded that the attorney general take over the investigation of the attacks. The federal attorney general, however, rejected the request. Because the, quote, statutory requirements for action by the Office of the Attorney General of the Federal Republic of Germany are not given. In the coalition dispute over the state of Berlin's public transportation system, economics senator Ramona Popp has rejected the criticism of governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD, stating that, quote, the Greens, the left, and the SPD are now catching up together on what was missed in the past legislative periods, referring to, among other things, the vehicle orders for the BVG and the mobility law. At a closed-door meeting in Rostock-Warnemünde, Müller and SPD faction leader Raed Saleh had called for more commitment from the responsible senators Popp and Regina Günther, non-party for the Greens. Müller said that passengers are filling public transport to the brim and, quote, the BVG transports 1 billion people a year. It's a huge achievement, but there is increasing feedback that many things are badly organized. Müller demanded that it should at least be possible to clarify where the problem lies. Saleh added that, quote, is it the infrastructure or is it understaffing? Those responsible must answer this question. He announced that BVG leader Sigrid Nikuta would answer questions in the SPD parliamentary group meeting on Tuesday. 1 week later, Günther is supposed to also come to a meeting. For the FDP, the technical and personnel problems at the BVG are nothing new. Deputy Henner Schmidt remarked that, quote, even in the time when Mr. Müller was a traffic senator, the same problems already existed and were further delayed under his leadership. In Pankow, only one problem is even greater than the housing shortage: the lack of playgrounds. 160 of 220 public playgrounds or Spielplatz are, quote, in need of renovation. 7 are completely closed and 13 are partly closed. There is an urgent need for repairs and renovations in 76 playgrounds per an assessment presented by City Councilor Volrad Kuhn of the Greens at the request of the initiative Ja Spielplatz at the turn of the year. The report highlights 24 million euros investment backlog, no construction yard of its own, and a lack of craftspersons who can quickly repair minor damage. Additionally, there is regrettably no improvement in sight due to the budget and thin staffing levels. Uwe Schultz, the chairman of the initiative Yes Playground, or Ja Spielplatz, is also drawing dramatic conclusions. He speaks of the planned decay of public space and warns, quote, if nothing changes, we fear that Pankow will lose 10 playgrounds a year. Parents and district councillors see the savings dictate of the Berlin Senate as responsible for the misery. The decrees have now unanimously passed a motion by the SPD parliamentary group, according to which at least 90% of the public playgrounds in the Pankow district must be put into the rating state of 2 by 2025, which means for 6 years, 29 playgrounds would have to be renovated every year. The district office would need 9 to 10 million euros per year for this, and 4 additional planners to administer the project, resources that City Councilman Kuhn does not have in his remit. Uwe Schultz sees the fact that families are no longer complaining about the situation as a sign of ignorance, stating, quote, all you see is the closed playground and you think it's still here. When you explain to people what dimension the problem really has, they are definitely dismayed. He said recently at a district assembly, under these circumstances, it is not possible to maintain the public space. The same realization dawned on Christoph Feil from Pankow and his Kiezinsel initiative last year. Together, the members want to set a signal at one of the saddest examples of the playground decay. The Windmühlenspielplatz, or Windmill Playground, on Duseckestrasse in Alte Pankow, which has decayed into a, quote, sandbox bursting with weeds, and it's about to be revived after years of full closure, only thanks to the Kiezinsel initiative. On Wednesday, January 23rd, from 4:30 p.m., families are now invited to the neighboring Victel Daycare Center, Duseckstrasse 14-22, to plan the new equipment for the playground. Vail explains his efforts, stating that, quote, in addition to more money, Pankow also needs to work hard so that children and adolescents no longer stand in front of locked Spielplatz doors. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.